Welcome back to another casual cosmic conversation with RS Cole and, of course, Mr.
Shadow Soul.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and just jump into the topic. We ain't even about to do no whole intro XYZ type situation. We got to just drag y'all real quick. So let's hop into it. All right, so we have a few topics that we're going to talk about, but the crazy part about it is they all tie in together. Like, literally, they all streamlined and tie in together. So, do you want to start that first one first, or you want me to start that first?
I'm just picking back off you today.
Wow. Oh, my. He lets me have my show back. Oh, my God.
Today.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to do now, because I got used to, you know, riding a passenger seat. But so we're definitely going to go ahead and talk about, you know, parenting, parentals, your parents, shit, our parents, parents, shit.
Parents.
Man.
It's they just don't understand.
At all. And I understand that song now, opposed to then. I mean, I got it then, but now I really understand it, you know. Shit get real when you realize your parents are people too. And sometimes those people are not healed. So when you have unhealed parents, they raise unhealed children, which results to trauma and traumatic events. Some people would always say, oh, my parents were so loving, my parents were so caring, you know, I wasn't raised in trauma, I wasn't raised in this, I wasn't raised in that. But at the same token, your parents could have, you know, been loving you because they weren't loved. You don't know the traumas that they necessarily faced, you know, prior to them having you. And a lot of times those parents that do overlove, overprotect and all that kind of stuff, they also coddle you and allow you to have bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They coddle you and they don't hold you accountable for everything. And as a result of that, you grow up being a narcissist. You grow up being a victimizing narcissist that manipulates people because you're so used to getting your way. Your parents giving you way was not a form of love. It was a form of, let me give you what the fuck you want so I don't have to deal with your bullshit later.
You know, it's just beyond us. How many people really know their parents?
That
part. Like, do your kids know you? Like, do your kids know the real you?
Man.
So think about that. Your parents done did some shit that you... What?
Look.
You're like, my mama wouldn't do that. Yes, she would. Oh, my grandma wouldn't do that. Yes, she would. You don't know who she was before you met her.
That part.
You talking to a person that's 40 years old now, 30 years old, 35 years old now. You don't know what the hell they did when they was 19. And a lot of parents don't have that honest conversation with their kids, too. They let them believe that fairy tale version of them.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
So now you wondering, like, why you fucked up? Well, your parents can kind of tell you. They can tell you right now today, like, what transpired in your childhood.
Right.
On why you suffering from this, or why you doing this, or why you doing that. Like, but keeping it honest, like, no, they're going to keep that shit till they die. They're going to take that to the grave and leave you wondering, figuring out the pieces to your own puzzle. Mm.
And a lot of people just don't even look at anything that way. The only thing that they look at is, oh, my mama gave me stuff. Yeah, or your daddy gave you stuff. Yeah, they gave you shit, but what did they have to do to get that shit?
Think about it. How many parents just work all the time, and they provide you a house, clothes on your back, food on a plate? That was the basics of being a parent. That's all you have to do. Is just make sure I didn't beat your ass. Make sure you didn't go to jail. Make sure you didn't get, like, sexually abused or anything. And that was just the principle. That was it. That was being a parent. And you were able to accomplish those five things, then you became a good, productive citizen.
Or did you?
Wait.
I said what I said.
No, that was the concept that you were supposed to. But, just being honest, what did you really learn? What did your parents teach you? I know parents that worked in factories and they was never home. And they came home, they ate. Like, there was a presence, but there wasn't a voice.
Mm.
You was a presence, but what did you guide me to do? You was a fear factor. I feared you, but why did I fear you? What did I learn from it? I just was taught that I was supposed to obey you. But what am I supposed to obey? He wasn't taught how to love properly. We were taught the forced love.
There you go. Yep.
I didn't have to prove anything to you. I'm the parent. I'm the overseer.
Right.
I don't have to prove anything to you. I don't have to earn your trust.
Right.
Kids aren't. We aren't born trusting the parents. You have to earn our. You got to earn that trust. That baby got to learn to trust you. And then once that baby learn to trust you, what do you do with that? We get told shit like kids are to be seen, not to be heard.
Oh, yes. Oh, I hate that.
Quit crying before I give you something to cry about.
Man, I'm already crying. What are you talking about?
I'm already crying.
For like, a reason. What? You gonna see why I'm crying? You gonna ask?
What sense does that make?
Tell you. Them generational habits is what that is. Generational habits, man.
And then think about the parents that just lied to you. Your parents are the first teachers in your life. So basically, they're like God. They're teaching you everything you know. Let you find out that they lied to you. Don't that shadow your world? Kind of like when you went to church and you found out they lied to you. Didn't that kind of shadow your religious beliefs? Kind of the same breath. But that's, again, we put parents on a certain pedestal and not realize that they're a human being having a human experience just like you. And once you come to that concept, you'll be able to parent your kids better, knowing that you're human, gonna make mistakes, because there's no rule books to how to raise a fucking kid. I don't know, because I don't feel like I went through a lot of trauma as a kid, even as a teenager. I didn't go through anything drastic, you know, but I did have concerns. I did have abandonment issues. I did have things that could trickle down to my adulthood.
Right.
I did have mommy issues. Just because my mom is a great mom, but she also overextended herself because she had to work on her masculine energy a lot to overcompensate that my dad wasn't there at the moment. He wasn't there. So she was like, I gotta be overly masculine. Make sure you ain't a bitch. Gotta make sure you ain't soft.
Yeah.
So, didn't know that was a bad thing till I got into a relationship with women that act just like that, missing that nurturing behavior.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of men that grew up in that environment, you know, no father. So their moms had to grow up and try to take on both the tasks, and they miss that nurturing environment.
Right.
So, when a woman's being nurturing, now you don't even know how to handle her emotions, because you're telling her to get out your feelings. You soft, toughen up, because all the women in your life is tough.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know how to be gentle if you wasn't shown gentle? She's a trip.
I mean, you already know, we go into the rabbit hole conversations. And it kind of is what it is. But then it's bananas that nobody that enters into a relationship takes into account someone's past childhood or traumas or the things that they have or haven't healed from. You know, a lot of people are just like, oh, you're attractive, you think I'm attractive, I like you, you like me, okay, let's go ahead, let's get together, let's have sex. They never think about that shit. And half of these females is sitting up here letting these dudes unload their trauma in their portal. Then when they start acting a certain way, start thinking a certain way, it's an issue. You know, it's a problem. Nobody looks at it that way.
I'm like, because I say this all the time. I actually said this not too long ago. But when men ejaculate in you, they're passing off everything that they went through in you. They are not healed versions of themselves in you. Their trauma, toxic ways are in you. The way they think, the way they solve problems are in you. The way he talks, hell, y'all even start to look alike. That shit get real deep. And that transfer of energy, you wondering why it's hard to detach from.
Ooh.
You wondering why. you wondering why. He got this pull on you. And to be honest, he did a ritual. Men do rituals too. It's like, why am I confusing this situation with love? And trace it back to your parents. Because a lot of us end up dating our parents.
Yep.
Don't realize it, but you're chasing what you didn't even either. You going with what you're comfortable with,
yep,
or you're chasing what you didn't receive.
Exactly.
It all dates back to your childhood. That's why everybody say, go back and check on your inner child. Talk to your inner child and to really start this shadow work. That's where it starts at. It starts all the way from the beginning, as far as you can remember. And a lot of people have blocked memories.
Yeah.
I can't even remember that far back. Why? Because it's probably too painful, and your ego blocked it out for you.
Well, keep in mind that the brain has that shutdown mechanism. The brain will literally put you on autopilot, and you won't remember certain things because literally your brain, as a protective measure, will shut down and place you on autopilot. And your brain will do this from the age of 2 on up.
Because again, I have a lot of conversations with people. Like, I can't even remember that. I'm like, was it that traumatic? And then you start to remember as you get older, because now you're ready to handle it.
Right.
Your brain, it comes out of nowhere. Like, it comes in like a vision or a dream. Like, yo, did that happen? Like, yeah, it's time for you to know. Now you're ready to heal from this. But,
Some people don't realize it. Now, of course, we're not saying,
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying that. Now, we're, of course, not saying completely relive every single moment of your traumatic experience. That's not what we're saying. Understand and heal from. Feel your feelings, but do not live in them.
What do you say to people that, you know, are still going through like a traumatic experience, but they don't know how to penetrate or find where that situation is coming from?
When they are,
they can't pinpoint it.
Gotcha. So when they're still growing through certain aspects of their life and they haven't been able to pinpoint the particular problem, I have them break it down. You know, when this comes up, when it comes up, when it arises, what is it exactly that you feel? Are you able to put that into words? As you put that into words, are you able to visualize what it is that you're writing? And if you're able to do that, are you able to understand the background of what it is that you're writing? Some people can. Some people are like, I just don't know, or it's called, it's not coming to me. So it's like, okay, then let's take a pause. Let's take a break. keep what you've written. But a lot of times, in about a month, even 2 months, they'll go back, reread the feelings that they felt, and understand exactly where they stemmed from. Because at that point, you started unlocking it. So you hear it. You understand. You know what I'm saying? You're feeling it.
And that brings us to our next topic. Dun, 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 dun. Casting love spells.
Oh.
Oh, the love spells.
Oh, my God.
Everybody wanna do a love spell. Everybody. Make him fall deeply in love with me. I don't want him to ever leave.
Hey, you gotta say him or her, because don't act like men don't get love spells, too.
Hey, you can talk about it. I'm still traumatized for the person that did it on me or attempted.
Right, so. And you know, I literally just went through that, and it was a female that did it to me.
See,
I'm a ma'am.
Well, let's talk about yours. No. Let's talk about yours.
Are we doing story time?
How do you teach if you don't have a story of your own to talk about? So please. So thank you, yours.
Man. Sheesh. All right. So. Sheesh. Where do I even start? So. Of course, y'all know I do have classes and things. I do teach spiritual education, and I do teach spells, you know. However, in order to even get into spell work, you have to go through shadow work. You have to go through healing. You know, there's a long list before you even get to that portion. And even when I do the spell portion of it, I'm not teaching you love spells. You know what I'm saying? I'm teaching you how to control your reality, basically. So I damn sure I'm not teaching, go ahead, Jane Doe, and get Jimmy John. We ain't doing that. But a lot of people, of course, catch on to it once we get down to the malevolence course, as to how you can use certain bodily items to do certain things with people. But we're not going to get into that today. Anyway.
Nope. Got paid for that. That ain't free 99.
So, one day, I just end up having a random thought about this person. And keep in mind, like, I don't talk to this person on a consistent basis or anything like that. Nope. I've done business with this individual, you know, like, literal, legit, just business. And I knew, of course, that she was a practitioner. I mean, of course, again, I didn't care about that because, you know, we talking about business or whatever, collaborations and all kind of stuff. So one day, oddly, literally when I say out of the blue, out of the fucking blue, her name crosses my mind. I'm just like, oh, I wonder how so-and-so is doing. I'm going to text her. And like for 3 or 4 days, I was like, I just never got around to texting her. So around 3 or 4 days, and I couldn't get why, but I was just like, I'll get around to it. I probably, you know, needed XYZ from, you know, this last purchase. So all of a sudden she DMs me and is like, hey, she messaged me, hey, what's up, how are you, how you doing,
kind of day.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to do like a little check-in. Hey, what's up? How are you? How you doing? I'm all right. How you do? Oh, you know, you've been running through my mind like crazy. And this is that. And yeah, you know, like trying to play it off. You just been running through my mind like crazy. And I've been meaning to hit you up. And I miss you. And I hope that everything is well with you and the kids. And I'm like, huh?
What are we talking about here?
Right, because under no instances of our business, you know what I'm saying, ventures have.
So y'all would never like that.
Right. Never.
Okay. Okay.
Never like that. Now, to my knowledge, of course, you know, she liked men and women. That was to my knowledge. Okay, cool. I don't judge. Whatever you like is, you know what I'm saying, what you like. Okay, cool. That ain't got shit to do with me. Who you fuck don't make me nut. So I ain't about to worry about it. So it just dawned on me, like, hold the fuck up. I literally was thinking about you for no fucking reason at all, and I couldn't remember why I was even thinking about you. Our business transaction, everything has been done, right? Like, complete. And it would have been no reason for you to cross my mind. Then all of a sudden, you hit me up talking about, oh, hey, I'm thinking about you. I miss you. And how are you? How's the kids? When do my children ever come up? You know what I'm saying? In any of this shit. And I said, hold the fuck up. I said, hold the fuck. I know the hot goddamn. I said, hold the fuck up here. And literally, I got a glimpse, an image that just ran through my brain of her. Photo of me, candles lit and all kind of shit everywhere, and her chanting something.
What?
Now understand and overstand, I've never been to her place of business because we're in two separate states. Never. But I was able to identify what her altar looks like, the shit she got on her altars, the deity she subscribed to, everything. Everything. And that's another thing I tell people. Like, overstand, I'm a child of Saturn. Your shit is always going to be revealed to me. Because these spirits are petty as fuck. So when they drop knowledge, they're going to give you everything in its entirety. There's not one question that you're going to have. But of course, me being me, I'm like, nah, bro, that can't be true. Ain't no way.
Cause that shit crazy. Like, what?
Yeah, so I'm like, hell no. And so I'm still, of course, second guessing literally what is in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is in my head. And I'm just
bonkers, like,
what? And then it's like, I see just like everything. And it's like, this was done over multiple times. This was a multitude of times that this was done. It was like her going back to this altar day in and day out.
Wait, you didn't say it was a multiple.
Yeah. Well, no. From my knowledge, for this one right here, for her, it was just her going back multiple times to layer her work.
Oh, damn.
Because that's another thing, too. That's another thing, too. Love spells, domination spells, and things like, you got to do those in layers. It's not one and done with those. That shit is done in layers because you have to keep in mind that you're attempting to alter somebody's free will. You are literally attempting to alter somebody's free will. So I'm literally seeing each day her go back. When I, like, literally, it's playing out in my mind like a movie. And I'm like, man, this shit ain't real. This some bullshit. Hell no. This shit ain't happen. So I ended up hitting up a trusted seer of mine. And I hit her up and was like, listen, because of where my head is right now, I don't want to do divination for myself. I said, I trust you enough to tell my ancestors, you know what I'm saying, chill out and allow her to do divination. Because normally I keep those walls up and I don't allow people to pull my energy without my permission. So when it was all said and done, I'm just letting her do divination. I'm not telling her shit. And I was like, listen, I think that this chick done put a love spell on me. And it was so crazy because she's like, hold the fuck up. You got to be lying. I'm like, no. She was like, ain't no way. I said, man, listen. I started telling her what was going on. I didn't tell her the whole aspect. Now, this is the part that she don't know is about me seeing it play out in my head. That's the only part that I never told her. She probably will hear it when she hears this podcast. But that's the part that I never told her. But again, I doubted myself because I'm like, listen to me. If this shit is accurate, if this is what the fuck I think I'm seeing, It's about to be on and profit. I'm about to ruin your life, ma'am. Ruin your life.
Ruin her life? What you mean by that?
I'm not responsible for how my people protect me. Because once I tell them the chains is off and it's a go, it's going to be what it's going to be. That's not my fault. But me being me, I was like, yeah, let's go on and reverse this a little bit. Let's go on and throw this right back. But the thing is, I threw back what she wanted me to have. So when I threw back what she wanted me to have, that creates an even bigger obsession. You're already obsessed with me. You already fan the fuck out if I respond to one of your comments or if I respond to your DM. So me going ahead and just throwing that work back at you. You know, I was a little petty. I said I wanted to go on to go back times 10. Ain't no times 3 over here, times 10. So them feelings that you want me to feel, oh, you gonna feel. And now I'm gonna block you on everything as far as communication. But there are certain aspects that I'm gonna continue to allow you to see me on social media. You're gonna keep seeing me. Your obsession is gonna grow. So
what did she say when you confronted her about it?
She admitted it.
And what was that like? It was awkward, or she just straight up was like, yeah, I did that shit.
It was hesitant on her end, on her part, but I was very strategic of when I asked her. I did it on a Sunday. and if you know, you know. Yeah, you know I'm saying? I did that on a Sunday. And in the manner of which I did it, it is very difficult for somebody to lie or stretch the truth.
It's crazy because the person that did this spell on me too, she admitted it as well. She's like, yeah, I did. Like, it was more of a like, how did you know? I'm like, your first response was, how did I know? Do you know who you fucking with?
And it's like, especially when you're dealing with somebody who is spiritual, when you're dealing with somebody who can see, when you're dealing with somebody who can fucking, you know, fucking round bridge, like, why did you think I wasn't going to find out? Why did you think I wasn't going to realize that shit? Now,
it was going to be revealed to me? Like, what? You thought I'm out here faking? Like, you think this shit for fake? Okay. But, my situation, it put an old girl in a hospital. I didn't do it. I did not do it. I didn't do it. At the time, I didn't understand what, like, 87% oxygen meant.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible. That's danger zone, baby. Danger zone.
And she asked me, like, is she going to be okay? I'm like, I mean, my ancestors ain't about to kill you. Like, but you're never going to do that again. And the crazy part is she did it before she even met me.
I've never even had a personal interaction. You don't know, it's just weird how these people operate. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that. Now, I'm not gonna reveal what is going on with this person, not publicly, because I can't say it's embarrassing. But it is definitely things that they wouldn't want to get out. And I'm not going to be that petty and be like, hey, this and this and this and this is going on in this person's life, because it actually has gone to a point of definitely being traumatic. So that's not my problem. You know, I don't have empathy for you at all. I don't feel bad for you. And I'm not going to stop what's going on. Because at this point, you can't even stop what's going on. They done tried to do egg cleanses. They done tried to take spiritual bath. And how I know that they was really getting fucked up is because an elder practitioner that I know, we're really close, hit me up and said, what the fuck you doing to this woman? Because even her priest in Nigeria was trying to help her work on what was being done to old girl. And the priest was like, I just see a chick with red hair and snakes. What the hell is going on? And she immediately knew who I was. And she called me and she said, what the fuck? She said, what do you have? I said, no. I said, she attempted to put a love spell on me. I said, so now she going through it. I said, I put work back on her. You absolutely right. I said, but in theory, I didn't harm her. I just put her own shit that she wanted for me to feel for her back on her. So her feelings for me intensified. She couldn't take it. That's not my problem. Not only that, other shit is just going on around her. That's not my problem.
That's and just for the record, we're telling these stories in detail like this for people to understand this is not a game. This is not something you've seen on YouTube. It's not something you read in a book and said, oh yeah, let me practice some fucking kitchen magic. Let me try to play with someone's free will just to see what happens. Because you have no idea who is protecting that person and what is going to come back to you. Thinking it's just fun.
Right.
This shit not fun. Playing with somebody's free will is not fun.
That shit is not cute at all.
Had a person, this lady, didn't know her at all. So also, this is what made me have to start being more protective of, you know, social media. That's why I don't entertain a lot of conversations with people.
Yeah.
This lady, you know, she's like saying she was a high priestess, a practitioner, or whatever, and she wanted to have a chat with me. I was like, okay. I'm being all, you know, gullible.
Shut up.
Naive. Not for real. When you don't really know what's going on, for like when you step into the spiritual world, like you gonna learn quick on setting your boundaries and learning protection, because it's people that know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see you out here lacking, they gonna try you.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna try you. So I got tried. And this woman had an old school name. When I tell you, I won't say her name. She had an old school name.
Her name better not have been Hilda.
Huh?
Her name better not have been Hilda.
Nah, but it was old. It was old. I ain't gonna hold you up. It was oh old. I know it was a name I ain't never seen before on the billboard.
Oh shit. Okay.
Exactly. So I'm strolling social media. And I see this car, this specific car, and it had a name going across the back of the back window. And it said her name. And I said, that's weird. I ain't never seen that name ever before until I started talking to this chick. And I was like, that was one. Mm. And two, I remember having a conversation with her, and then like I wanted to talk to her for a long period of time. I don't know this woman, but yet I was drawn to her. She's much older. She's okay, you know, but not like that. So, but I was drawn to everything this woman was saying. Come to find out, like, she put a root on me. I was like, a what? Fuck is that? Like I said, I've been gullible, not even knowing what's possible, what people can do to you. But I'm protected, even when I don't know I'm protected, and it backfired. And then I was told to, you know, start doing my spell work, start putting protection around me. I still didn't do that. I just started recently doing it.
See, because I told you.
I'm doing it now. I get it now. I get it now.
Okay.
Mm. Definitely get it now. I'm not playing no games. But just to give some of the males that's listening some advice, that's entering the spiritual world, that don't know what the fuck is really going on, you just entering it. Understand that you can get God. You can get God. Free face and all. You can get fucking God. It's some powerful beings on this planet that's not from here. Oh no, aliens are real. Yeah, they are. You talking?
I shouldn't be laughing because it's really not funny. Like, real shit is not funny. But the shit that we see, man. The shit that we experience.
And that takes me to another point. Like, you wanting somebody, you wanting a mate. Where did that come from? Where did I want to cast a spell on somebody come from? You trace it back to, you know, your childhood. Most people that do love spells have abandonment issues 101.
Facts.
So when you start dating somebody, ask them about their abandonment issues. First conversation, ask them, have they healed from any past trauma? Like, ask them what their past traumas are.
But don't only ask, observe.
Mm. Thank you for that. Because people don't always be truthful.
Exactly. Like, you already know what I said.
Nah, you're right.
No, I said what I'm gonna do. You know my plans.
Hey, no longer. I've been in the bathtub with my herbs, with my Stranger Things going on lately. I ain't playing around.
Look.
But no, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And then think about people that, like, have spouses, and then your sister want to date your boyfriend or your husband now. Stuff like that. Like, how did that happen? How did an attraction of the sort just conjure up? And then that person, they saw it falling madly in love with each other, like, out of nowhere. You think that was just coincidence?
I mean, certain people do have, of course, what we've talked about, a certain je ne sais quoi. They do. But, as a person...
Like, Mr. Steal Your Girl type shit.
Well, no, but just as a person, if you find yourself falling in love with someone who's with someone else, you have to ask yourself, where does that come from? You have to ask yourself, where is that rooted into? Because are you looking at what is just being shown to you? Are you listening to, you know, just what's being told to you, and you're just falling in love with the idea of this person? Because 8 out of 10, when that person comes to you, if they happen to come to you, they're gonna treat you like shit.
Mm.
You don't get what you thought you were gonna get, and that's the issue. And I'm gonna speak directly to women on this one, because it is women out here that think because a man treats his wife or his girl a certain type of way or a particular way, if he's with her, he's going to do the same thing. And that is every bit of false. Every bit of false. So So while they be out here, oh, I want to break them up, and I've literally, when I tell you, I've heard it all. That's why I only do consultation. I need to know what the fuck it is that you want from me. I'm not about to go bother spirit about you having no fucking yeast infection. We about to go ahead and dig into the deep end and see what the fuck is going on. And half of these women are very unhealed, got daddy issues. Some of them even have mommy issues. And when I say mommy issues, I'm not talking about, oh, my mom didn't love me enough. My mom worked too much. I didn't get enough attention from my mom. I didn't get X, Y, Z. It was more of my mom calling me little bitches, telling me I think I'm all that, telling me, oh, I think I'm good just because my daddy loved me and X, Y, Z. There has been a lot of mothers that project jealousy onto their daughters. So what do those women do? They're taught, they're brought up to be in competition with another woman, no matter who it is. Friend, sister, cousin, it don't matter. There's a lot of women who were brought up to be in competition with another woman. So that whole saying, if there's something out there that you want, go get it. That's where a lot of these women think. And they literally think, oh, he's fine. He treat her like this. Bet I'm about to take him. I'm gonna take your man. I seen one lady, and this is about to get a little graphic, and it is what it is. If y'all been here, y'all know my mouth is just, it ain't no filter. This one lady literally said, half of you bitches be out here playing. She was like, you see this Jiffy peanut butter? She said, well, y'all make sandwiches. I slurp this from between his toes, off his chest, out his ass, spit it back in his mouth, have him spit it in my mouth. Like, I mean, literally was going down the line, and I was just like, oh, you nasty. That's just gross. But you can have that, sis. Like, real shit. She literally, she was, when I say she was bragging about it, Shadow, she was like, yeah, I do that. Your man will be my man, and I'm just going to give him back to you. Ma'am, if he let you do anything with his asshole, you can have him. Okay?
All the way.
All the way. Keep it. You can keep it. You can keep it. But the moment, you know what I'm saying, that person entertains another energy, at the end of the day, it is what it is. We don't own people. And people that have the ego of possession are also ones that want to do love spells, domination spells, i.e. my ex-husband. Bruh, come on now.
I think of people that's avoiding shadow work. It's like a lot of people that's entering this space, the spiritual space, is breaking up with their spouses and husbands and wives, and because y'all realizing y'all not aligned.
Yep.
Or at least one of y'all. Yep. So the one that is waking up, the other one is still sleeping. The other one that's still asleep is like, yo, I'm losing a big piece of my heart right now. How do I maintain this? How do I keep this? Because I didn't know anything was ever wrong with our relationship. And I was like, it doesn't mean it had to be something drastic. Just because you're not beating her ass, just because you didn't cheat on her, doesn't mean the relationship means it's supposed to be aligned. Mm-hmm. People think just because nothing drastic is happening, that mental damage isn't being done.
Right.
It could be the small trickle things in a relationship that knows that you know this person, not your person.
Yeah.
And I say more. A lot of women are starting to wake up more than men. We're getting there, but I'm speaking about women right now. A lot of women are in relationships that they don't even know how to break it off.
Yeah.
They done got a vision. They done got a download. They just know this person is not it. But they already built the white picket fence and the dogs and the children and the stability of comfort. Yeah. They don't want to destroy that.
There you go, that comfort.
So they sit and suffer in silence. And I respect the women, the strong women, that's like, you know what? I'm about to take back control of my life, regardless of how that looks. Because I came here for a purpose, and I'm not, it's like being trapped in a 9-to-5, a job that you making great money at, but you know that's not something you're supposed to be doing. You know you got another calling. Same thing with relationships. Those specific people that's not on a healing journey and not doing their shadow work, those are the people that'll jump in and try to do some kitchen magic on you. Those are the people that be like, yeah, I need to try to hold on to this as hard as possible because it's destroying me inside because I have attachment issues. Yeah. I done bonded myself to you. I don't even know who I am without you. Mm-hmm. That kind of shit. I will kill everybody for you. If I can't have you, can't nobody. And then do suicidal shit and kill the whole family. Some crazy shit. No. Real shit. Get deep. Oh, we try to understand where that came from. I get it. I understand how deep attachment can go. I get how someone is pulling their love away from you, how that feels when you don't understand who the fuck you are. Mm-hmm. And you don't understand your value. If someone chooses to not want to love you anymore, what the fuck can you do about it?
Because that's their choice. That's their life.
That's their choice. That's their life.
That's hard to hear.
What the fuck are you going to do about it when somebody say, I don't love you no more. Like, I don't want to do this no more. They done freed you. You don't want to be with somebody who don't want to be with you. Yeah. Why would you want to? You want to hang on to the fond memories you had? You had a lot of great memories. Hang on to that as long as you want to. But don't stay in a space where that person is suffering. Don't be selfish. This person is suffering being with you. And that's just the real thing. They're suffering inside. So free them and free yourself and start anew. Then it's not making happiness when they made that person. Who said it's not a greater, better relationship out there for you? Because it really is. Them separating from you is letting you know that you have another opportunity to do this again with a better person. Not saying that person wasn't good. But it's time for someone else that's going to bring you to another level of happiness. Another experience of love you haven't experienced yet. But you got to get to that space where you have to let go. You gotta let that shit go.
That old ass saying, love is letting go. That's real shit.
And be okay if it doesn't return. Mm-hmm. People like to hog on light. And if it returns, don't worry. Fuck that. If it's gone, believe it's gone forever. And if it comes back, cool. But who said I want it back if it comes back? Who said I want you specifically if you decide you want to come back?
Yeah. And then it's a lot of the people too that it's gonna hit a few of y'all. I'm gonna knock a few of y'all upside the head now. This also goes for the people who see the potential in people that don't see the potential in themselves.
I wanted Captain Save a Whole Ass.
Yes. Mm. You can't want something more than somebody wants it for themselves. You gotta release that.
Think about it. Do you go to a job because it has potential to be a great company?
Do you eat food because it has potential to be a great
company?
Wait. Like, this shit a little... It's salty as shit, but it got potential, so I'm gonna keep
eating this shit. Wait. Are you going to a concert that this might potentially be a good artist that you...
Right.
You just spent $200 on front tickets for a potential. No, you want for sure.
Exactly.
You want one potential that is going to work 98%, 96%, 90%, that this flight that you're taking is not going to crash and burn. You want 100%.
That part.
So why are you dealing with potential? Everybody got potential. You got potential. Y'all seen the commercial. You got potential.
Like the Summer Walker song is in my head. I'm just saying.
That woman, she in the future. Snow there again. But no, that's the thing. I hear women do that a lot. Like, I just, only if I could tweak this piece of him, then he'd be the perfect man.
Mm-hmm. things that y'all hate
if
to
I
hear.
Could get her to, if I could get her to do this, she's the perfect woman.
Yeah. And the thing that people hate to hear is that perfect is an abstract term. There's no such thing. Like, perfect is what you make it. There's no set standard. There's no set standard for normal. There's no set standard for perfect. None of that. It's literally what you view it as. It's your perception.
It's what your perception is. And I'm like, just because a lot of people agree with it don't mean it's right. Exactly. Don't mean that make it fact.
Exactly.
Just because somebody get up and get on a podcast and talk their truth and a million people agree with them, that don't make it fact.
At all. Because that truth ain't my truth.
Something you agree with their opinion.
Exactly. And people don't. I'm going to let you go. Because I'm about to piss people off with that one.
That's the English language. Just think about people got together and like, that is a bird. Everybody agree? Okay. Everybody, that's a bird. That's a plane. That's a plant. That's a tree. Words were fucking created. And everybody agreed with it. So now we have those words. Same thing with anything else. Everybody has these advice or these relationship advice. Everybody forgetting what's a fact. You know what's fact? God. This existence of what we how we live here. Trees, wind, water, fire, love. That's a fact. Yes, Athena. Huh. No, go ahead.
I told you, leave my little young goddess alone now. Let her have her time.
I love you. All right, bye bye. No, I forgot she had on overalls going to the party.
That's your fault.
I mean, I didn't put it on her. Mama put them on her. But it is about to be bedtime, so it's probably is my fault. I'll take it. But no, what was you about to say?
Oh, man. So this is, again, the shit that people don't like to hear, but people don't owe you agreement. Just because...
Say that a little louder. I'm sorry, you said that really low.
We're going to have to start labeling this podcast trigger warning.
Fuck it.
People do not owe you agreement. Just because it's your friend, your family, your man, your woman, your sister, your brother, just because it's something that you feel or it's an opinion that you have, they don't owe you agreement.
Break that down. Just break it down on a scientific, astute level.
Yes.
Later that.
So, if you so happen to have a thought process, or it is something that you desire or something that you want, and you know for a fact that it's going to be fire, it's going to do what it needs to do, it's going to pop the way it needs to pop, and you want people on board, they don't have to. Because those is your thoughts, your opinions, your dreams, your aspirations. I don't care if you're like, hey, I can make your life easier. This pen will make your life easier. As you go into these offices, it's a good idea to have a set of pens sitting right outside of the meeting so people can grab a pen going in, right? We would agree, okay, yeah, that's a cool idea. But then somebody else could be like, nah, that's dumb. I don't agree with that. Why? You should already have your own shit. We should already come prepared. We should already know that we're going into a meeting that we're going to have to take notes. So why should we have to accommodate those people who don't have a further thinking thought process? And that person will be 100% valid in their response to you. People don't owe you agreement. They don't, let's be honest, people don't owe you loyalty. They don't owe you shit. You owe yourself.
But I love you.
And that's fine. I love you too. But just because I love you doesn't mean that I have to be on one accord with you at all times. It is such a thing as a healthy debate or a healthy disagreement. You can like almond milk and I can like oat milk. That's fine. Guess what we could do? We could both buy our own fucking milks. We ain't got to sit up here and have no argument. We can buy our own milk. You drink yours and I drink mine. There we go. But so many people live in this romanticized society of togetherness. We have to do this together or it's not real. We have to do this together or it's not real. We have to feel this together, think this together. Like, nobody wants to have individuality within their relationship. Everybody wants to move the same way. That's boring as fuck.
And just like, you don't want somebody attached to you all motherfucking day.
All day.
Attached you shouldn't want to, like, all day. Like,
all day.
Do you have a space in your house where you could just be by yourself? Are you free to just take trips without being questioned?
Like, can you
do
go
you eat? Have to do everything your partner wants you to do?
You have to go all the events that they go to?
Do I have to? Is it a lack of support? Do you trust me? Do you not trust me? Can I have a life that did exist before I met you?
And let's dig even deeper. Just because you're with somebody and their friends have spouses or partners, you're not obligated to befriend their fucking spouses and partners, nor are you obligated to befriend their friends.
Better send me into a meditation.
I'm just saying.
But that's this is crazy, though, because everybody wants that. Like,
no.
Girls trip or couples trip. Everybody wants couples trip. I want a boyfriend, I want a girlfriend, I want a wife, I want a husband to be able to go on these couple trips that my friends go on. And we all got to be friends. Like, all our kids got to be friends.
Where's the individuality? How often does that work out? And then, wait a minute, hold on. Here's the fucked up part about them couples trips, though. So let's say you and your partner go on a couples trip with, what, 2-3 other couples, right? But then on that particular trip, y'all find out that y'all really don't like each other. And it's another couple that really don't like each other. And then all of a sudden, that partner over here talking to your partner, it is like, oh, wait a minute, we click, we zinging. Ooh. We zinging over Ooh. Here. This trip was an eye-opener. You gonna know the real you. You gonna know the real partner that you have. Removing them from their element. Get them out of their comfort zone. Get them out of their comfort level. If you live in Cali, go to New York.
Get them out the city.
Get them
out what they used to.
Exactly. Remove See their who familiar. They are. Exactly. Remove those familiar surroundings. And you will see who a person really, truly is. Because they don't have their comfort to rely on no more. The only thing that they got is themselves.
And they got to be their true, authentic self.
Yep.
You have no choice to be your true, authentic self when you're not, when you are in a space you're unfamiliar with.
Mm-hmm. Because now you have nothing to lean on.
Ain't it messed up to watch somebody that you call yourself in love with have a greater attraction or a greater chemistry with somebody else? And there's nothing you can do about it. It's not like you can change who you are.
If you would have asked me this question 4 years ago, I would have said, yeah, that's fucked up. Definitely fucked up. But you asking me this question now, like, I'm single. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nobody answer to. Except my damn pets. But, you know, if I had a partner now, and we went somewhere, and their energy was higher, more vibrant, more beautiful with somebody else, truth be told, I would back off. We listen, I feel that we've ran our course. I feel that I was meant to walk you to your car and allow you to drive off. Mm-hmm. I don't own you. I don't possess you. I love you, and I love who you are, and I love who you are becoming. And me seeing you flourish, even if it's not in the energy of me, still makes me happy.
I'm like, allowed really to be able to be okay with the space that y'all did have and create. And it was like, okay, okay, this was it. And you kind of felt the expiration date with the person anyway.
Yeah.
But he was like, okay, that's cool. I release you. And I'm gratitude. I'm happy that you're able to, you're about to elevate to another level. And that means so am I.
Exactly. I'm proud of you.
And I'm proud of you. I'm glad we was able to both get each other to this spot in this journey. Mm-hmm. And it's time for you to learn something else from someone else. And it's time for me to obviously do the same thing.
Exactly.
Peace. Not make it crazy. Not to try to bring somebody down or try to belittle them or try to control them because you feel like you're losing self-control of the situation.
Right. So now you
have to understand this life is not permanent. Nobody's permanent.
Right.
Nobody's permanent.
I've asked certain clients of mine, you know, when they've had these type of attachment issues, you know, and speaking in a hypothetical manner and never wishing anything on anybody, but what if your partner was to come down with an autoimmune disease and pass away? Then what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and just grieve because you no longer have them? What do you, you know, like, really, what does life look like for you without this individual? Can you truly say that you would be okay and that you would be comfortable and that you would understand and that you would continue to flow with love? Or are you going to be so wrapped up in grief that you want to go with them? A lot of people hate to hear that.
Then you say trigger warning.
I did. I did. But I can tell you that, I mean, like my last partner, like me and he, we still real cool. Like we are still really, really cool. We don't have any issues, but we understood, you know, he's spiritual but he doesn't tap in the way he should at all. You know what I'm saying? He's very, very intuitive. But we had a conversation. And when I say we had a conversation, we had a two-way conversation. I sat there with a pen and a piece of paper because I already knew that growing up, of course, he had communication issues. So I knew if this was going to be a chance for him to talk, he needed to be able to talk without being interrupted. So instead of interrupting or trying to defend myself or trying to interject, I sat there and I listened to everything that he had to say. And if there was something that I wanted to respond to, I wrote it down. I wrote it down. So therefore, when it was my turn to talk, I was able to come around and say, hey, you touched on this. So I would like to, you know, give my input or my influence or what have you. But even in the instance of all of that, you know, everything that he spoke was resolved. He was just like, you know, we went through XYZ, you know, we resolved it by blah, 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 blah. But at the same token, we just knew and we understood from a relationship aspect that this was just no longer, you know, we fulfilled our purpose of being together. And I was very grateful because I would have to say that if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be who I am today. And that's something that's really, really big to say. And that's just real shit. He held me down like 10 toes down when my mom died. Because that was my catapult into spirituality. It was like, okay, my toe in here. All right, let me dibble dabble. Okay. You know what I'm saying? My toe was there. But no, when my mom died, fuck that. I got pushed into an abyss. I had no choice. Like literally, there was no choice. There was nobody to help. There was nobody to hold. There was nothing. It was just me. Not to mention, I'm my mother's only child. My mother was never married. So guess who all her affairs fell on? Me. Like this man literally sat and watched me drive 36 hours, no sleep. Relocating. Drove to meet me to make sure that I was good. And handed me money. Just because he was like, you gonna need it. I got you. I have to forever be grateful for that. You know, have I repaid that kindness? Fucking absolutely. I've repaid that kindness probably 100 times over. But at the same token, in one of my most darkest moments, it was more than a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a partner. And was it awkward, you know what I'm saying, to no longer live that lifestyle that we built? Because when I say we built a lifestyle, like, literally, like, our boys, they still consider themselves brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gonna talk regardless. They be like, fuck y'all, we'll get a shit. Y'all
got nothing to do with us.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gonna talk regardless. Shit. But at the same token, I can honestly say that I understood that our course had come about, you know? The lessons that I needed to learn were there, you know, and I had to do nothing but release him with love. Now, normally, I'd be petty as fuck. I block people. Access denied, period. I don't want nothing to do with you. You'll never talk to me again. But my ancestors are just like, nope, don't block them, because there's going to be a period of time where you are going to need to return that favor. There's going to be a period of time where he is going to need you more than ever. And I understood that. And I was like, all right, bet. You know, his grandmother had passed away. And, I mean, I helped take care of her until she passed away. You know, me and his grandmother were really close. That was the love of his life, was his grandmother. And me and her were really close. Like, I loved her to death. She reminded me of my grandmother. So, of course, that was, like, my first time really, really seeing him just break, you know what I'm saying, like, as strong and this is a person who was always raised to be a man, you know what I'm saying, and literally seeing him, like, literally break, like, it broke my heart. It was just like, shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it is, there's nothing I can do about it. But then I had to also think, he felt this exact same fucking way with me. There was it wasn't shit he could do about it when I had to go pick up my mom's ashes. But I'm saying all that to say this. We had a lot of up times, but we also had our down times. But even with everything being said, I can still sit and hold a phone conversation with this man and be cool. And we can still bounce off each other's ideas. We can still give each other advice. The only problem that I know we both seen in our relationship is I was a crutch to him. And where me saying I was a crutch to him, because it was always, if he had an issue as a woman, you're nurturing. You're going to jump in to nurture. Oh, I got you, babe. No, don't worry about it. And that's what I did. Every time it was a problem, I sprung into action. Bam, we got it handled. We got it solved. And it didn't matter what it was. But me as a woman, I had to realize, and I had to apologize to him in our conversation of separation, because that's really what it is. I had to apologize to him. I said, because, you know, I had to sit and I had to reflect that I didn't allow you to really do anything. You know, I said, I operated from a place of helping you instead of supporting you. I said, and as a man, I can't imagine how everybody is looking like, oh, his girl handles everything. Oh, his girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't doing shit. His girl gonna do it type of situation. And I had to apologize to him. I was like, you know, I was so busy trying to help you because I understood what you've been through. I never stepped back to really support you because you didn't ask for my help. I just gave it to you. Why? Because I loved you. I pushed that on you. And he said, you got a point. He said, you're right. He said, you're not wrong. He said, I didn't know how to tell you. He said, because I didn't want you to feel bad. So I tolerated it. He said, and at the same token, he was like, you know, you helping me made you feel happy. He said, so I suppressed me feeling like shit to make you feel happy. He was like, it was never a thing of me wanting to force you into anything. He was like, you jumped into it. He said, but I have to appreciate you for the things that you did, but I also have to take ownership that I didn't stick up for myself. So that's another thing too, because he could have 100% been like, yeah, she doing everything. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm about to stay here. Mm-mm, I don't give a fuck how she feel. I'm about to stay. But it took a lot of balls. It took a lot of manpower, a lot of everything to leave literally the comfort that we've built. And just say, hey, this has ran its course. Because he could have been like any other man and just took advantage of the situation. And be like, oh, well, shit, I'm about to stay living up in this big ass house. And you know what I'm saying, being comfortable and cushy. But he realized that he had to understand, she's doing too much. I'm a part of what she's doing. I can't continue to keep putting that on her. I can't continue to have these loads be bared on her. He could have 100% been like, nah, bitch, you ain't going nowhere. Like, and when I say he could have 100%, listen, his family is Geechee. He could have 100% went over to some elders, you know what I'm saying, and tried to do whatever he needed to do. He could have done it. But for what? We literally were able to release one another with love because we just got it. We understood. It didn't mean that we didn't love each other. It was just our time had ended. And again, I needed to be on the end of support and not help. Me being his girlfriend and fiance was just, it was me helping him. It wasn't me supporting him. And as a woman, I had to apologize. Ladies, we do apologize. Okay? Just so y'all know, we apologize. We're supposed to. It's normal. It's okay to admit when you're wrong.
I'm sorry, you said something like, you speak Japanese real quick.
No, I'm speaking real shit. Women, we apologize. Realize. Really step back. Take a step back and realize. Strip away the over emotion. Strip away, you know, all of that. And look at the situation logically and not emotionally. And a lot of women hate when I tell them, think with logic and stop thinking with your emotions. Your emotions is what get half of these broads put in jail. And it doesn't say not to be nurturing, not to be catering, not to be loving. It's just saying, okay, let me step back before I react irrational. Let me step back before I just all of a sudden just act out an emotion and really think about this situation. Let me really think about what it is that he is saying to me so that I can process it better and not all of a sudden get into my feelings and shut down because I was always told as a child that I was to be seen and not heard. You see how it ties right back into it. So even though y'all done got two of my stories tonight, you understand and you get where it all stems from. It all stems from that. Shutting down, not wanting to talk, not wanting to speak up for yourself is a traumatic response.
Not feeling like you could. Mm-hmm. Not feeling like you had a voice. Mm-hmm. And then you get older and you realize you still feel like that little kid who don't have a voice.
Right.
Can't even speak up to yourself when it's really time for you to, when it's life or death. Still won't speak.
And all you do is cry. And not saying that anything's wrong with fighting, crying.
Wondering why you can't speak.
Right.
Right. Like, why did I not say something?
Right, right. It's just interesting, man. When you really realize that, number one, your parents were people too, who went through traumas, who went through drama, who went through bullshit that they may not have told you about, you may not have understood. I can tell you, and this is just me personally, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I've healed now and I've taken the reins off, but I was an overprotective mother because I was an underprotected daughter. So I never wanted anything to happen to my children. I coddled my children. I was to the point, you know, because my mother left us with abandonment issues. I'm the oldest of 8 kids. We all got them. Every single, you know what I'm saying? Every single one. I'm still trying to help my other siblings heal from the trauma. I'm still trying to help them because I made it out that matrix of that hurt, that pain, that anger. I took care of my mother up until the day she died. They didn't want shit to do with her, even on her deathbed. But then when I sat and explained to them what really happened, the shit that they didn't know, they felt a little bad about it. But now that also kind of pushed them towards their healing journey to understand more. And now that they're mothers and fathers, they're understanding more. They're getting it. And it sucks. It's fucked up. Especially when you have to get out of that Christian matrix and realize ain't nobody coming to save you. It's up to you to rescue you. You can't drag everybody on your lifeboat because it only holds one. Quit trying to put everybody in your life jacket.
Quit trying to put everybody in your life jacket. You came in this boy alone. You're going to leave alone. I say that all the time.
Except if you
are your parents are perfect, and I say your parents, they literally taught you what they learned or what they knew. Mm-hmm. And you're learning what they didn't know. And you're unlearning what they taught you that was lies. So you gotta relearn everything.
Everything.
You even going back in school, like, damn, that was a lot too. So you in the process of literally relearning life again, just like a kid. With the kid. Learning the right ways. Like me, being a father. Got a daughter. I was told to be superly, overly protective over her. Not allow her to really experience things. Always, you know, because this world is so wicked. I'm instilling fear in her. She don't know what fear is till I teach her fear. Mm-hmm. The energy of fear brings fear. It brings what you're afraid of to the forefront. So why would I even condition her mind to think like that? Don't wear that.
Oh, you know, pedophiles around here. We done already told. Oh, listen.
Don't wear that. It's pedophiles around here. You know your uncle a pervert. I don't want nobody saying no slick shit about my daughter. If I have to feel like that, then why am I even around those people?
I was just about to say that. Because I'm just like, if you even have to mention them shits,
Real conversations. This is not just like me, like I heard you something, but these are real conversations being had. I hear women say that around with little girls. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, what? Yeah. So she can't be innocent. She want to wear tutu today. Who the fuck am I telling my daughter she can't wear tutu? She said she's a ballerina. Okay, you're a ballerina. My child is going to experience life how she's supposed to experience life. And my job is to do the best I can and control what I can control. And I wasn't put here to control her.
Right. We're guys.
I was here to provide a safe environment. Mm-hmm. I was here to be nurturing, caring, and loving, and, you know, be a real guide for her to understand life better. And then she's going to leave off. She's going to branch off. She's going to do her own thing.
Right.
I can't protect her from everything in this world. I wish my kid could be by me every second while she's growing up, while she's so young and so precious. But I have to trust that she's protected. You coddle your kids to the point where you forget that you're supposed to be raising them as well and not crippling them. Mm-hmm. You forget to teach your kid to be self-sufficient. Self-sufficient.
My family thought I was crazy because I taught my son how to cook and wash dishes at the age of 7.
Why is that crazy? You just from a generational standpoint, like, why is that crazy to teach a kid to be responsible?
Because he's just a kid. He's so young. He, like, I made that shit fun. You know what I'm saying? Because my daughter followed suit. You know, when she seen her older brother, she was like, oh, I want to do it too. It helps them to understand, to keep, you know, a kept home. It helps them to understand that there's still things that you have to do that runs a household. So when you get older, you already have these things instilled in you instead of not understanding. I start raising my kids to be independent when I left home. And when I say when I left home, I moved away from my entire family. Because I knew that if I stayed, that number one, I wasn't going to get to be a parent. That's number one. Especially when you have a family that is very well known and very overbearing. That was my family. I had to experience it. I had to understand. I had to do what I needed to do. I had to go through anything I needed to go through in order for my kids to have. Now, I can honestly say, maybe it's a fortunate but unfortunate thing, my children have never known struggle. My children have never went hungry. My children, they never had to go without certain bills being paid because they didn't know what I had to do on the back end to make it happen. My children never knew. You know what I'm saying? Like my oldest son, he's seen a little bit because he's seen me work two jobs before. And he's like, Mommy, why you got two jobs? Well, baby, I got to make sure that the bills are paid. They're right there just stuck in his head. Oh, hold on, wait, my mom shouldn't have to work two jobs. But at the same token, again, I taught them to cook. I taught them to be independent. My 10-year-old made eggs the other day. You know what I'm saying? He ate the egg, was fluffy as shit. So it's like you still have to teach them. You still have to give them life skills, not just tell them to clean up their fucking room all day. Like you still have to give them life skills. They still need to understand how to help out at home. Period. Like they gotta.
Athena is eager to want to cook with her.
Yeah.
And the one time I taught her, what she do? Eat up all the food. Like, just eat it. I'm like, the thing that you're supposed to be helping me. She's like, I am helping with a mouthful of food. I'm like, okay. I tried it twice with her, and she just ate the food. So I'm like, all right, you're just not quite ready yet, but we're going to get there. Because I want to teach her how to, like, you know, season and stuff.
Right, right.
Oh, man, I'm a cook. But we ain't there yet, because all she is interested in doing is fucking eating. So I'm like,
that's all like, of them, man. And then you know they eat even more when they get older. Hey, shit, my oldest is fucking 6'1", man. Like, you know how much it takes to feed these kids? Send help.
Send help. I'm like, I realized I cut down on how much I used to eat. Like, I don't even eat that much anymore. I'm watching my kid be a smaller version of how I used to eat. I'm like, how did you feed me?
And mine are the exact opposite. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't really eat. Like, I still get fussed at now. Like, and I mean, you've been on the phone when my kids were, Mom, did you eat? You ain't eating enough? I'm about to go make you some food. You know what I'm saying? Because they know I'll get busy. I'll get tied up in what I'm doing, what I'm working on. I will forget to do very basic shit. I can breathe. That I will do. I'll breathe and I'll drink water. But when it comes to food, I'll figure it out later.
But see, we'll be okay, because when ain't no more food, we gonna be able to eat.
Shit.
Eat plants and drink water and send us love and realize that's all we need.
Right.
But
freaking filter feed. The way this world is going, we gonna be filter feed. Well,
you realize you eat for flavor. You don't really eat.
I mean, it's funny because people that eat meat like the plants because the plants is what make the meat feed, you know what I'm saying, taste good. So it's just weird as shit to me.
I'm like, you like the herbs, right? Where you get herbs from?
The herbs are the plants, right? This is what makes your meat
like, tasty. Let me get this straight. You like meat, right? You don't like raw meat, though. You like it cooked. You like it fried. You like it baked. And then after that, you like to put something on it, right? Tabasco, hot sauce. Like, put seasoning on it to make it taste good.
And guess where all that shit come from?
Dun, 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 dun.
Plants.
So I'd be so fucking confused.
I do.
I'd be so confused. I'm like, you don't like meat. You like the seasoning of the meat. You don't like meat. Ain't nobody in this world can fucking tell me they like chicken. Just straight chicken without anything else on it. It's a lie. You don't like steak?
Look, I stopped going to my doctor because she told me that, you know, with me having issues like with my iron and stuff like that, she said you need to eat more, more protein. She said you need more meat.
Protein.
I said, but I can get protein from plants. I can get nuts. It's like, oh yeah, but you know the meat will get it to you quicker. Da, da, da. Ma'am, it's secondhand meat. It's like, what are you talking? That's
I'm
why
like, I'm like,
I went
the protein
into holistic
is not even in the meat. The
that's
protein
why I went into
was in the motherfucking
medicine.
Blood of the animal. And then once you fry that motherfucker,
it's
there's no
done.
There's
Thank
no
you.
Protein in meat if you fried it.
Nothing.
You're just eating meat. It's not even flesh anymore because you fried it.
Right.
You fried all the protein out of it. So
once
the whole concept of you
heat.
Eating meat to give you protein is a fucking lie. You're
exactly.
not getting any protein.
Yeah. And she told me she was like, she said you can't achieve the weight goal that you want to because you don't eat enough meat. And I said, I don't want that. I said, I've never been a big meat eater. I said, hella small, I said, and not my size now. And she was like, well, you're not going to achieve your weight goal until, you know, you expand your diet. What?
What's the tallest animal in the world?
Shit, I don't fucking know. The first thing that would come to me is a goddamn giraffe.
Giraffe. Correct. Plant eater.
Yeah.
What's the strongest animal in the world?
Also a motherfucking plant eater.
fucking ape.
Yeah.
Plant eaters. So you gonna fucking tell me the biggest and the strongest animals in the world are plant eaters? Where's your protein? How the fuck did an ape become an ape? Just stop talking to me. when people get to talking that, I'm like, literally just look at fucking nature. If you wanna know something that's a fact, look at fucking nature. Stop listening to these dumbass scientists that don't know what the fuck they talking about.
And that's another reason why I went into holistic medicine, holistic herbs and shit like that. I've been able to achieve more on a holistic aspect than with anything else, with anything that I have ever dealt with from a doctor. And it works quicker. A lot of people don't realize you can get rid of cancer in 30 days. But we ain't gonna talk about that.
You're gonna get canceled. Is soursop one of the ingredients?
Soursop is one of the ingredients, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I've read.
But you do understand that their soursop is not local to the United States.
See, I stay by Mexicans, okay?
You know,
they got it all.
Well, great, because guess what they do? They get it imported.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, that shit is not here. So if anybody tells you, oh, they live local, they got the, and that's why I tell y'all, a lot of times it does take me a little bit to restock my items, you know, in my shop because I'm having to wait for shit to come from overseas. I don't want to fuck with shit that was American made. And beware of CMOS farms. Like, let's be fucking clear.
I seen the video on TikTok like how you can tell the difference between real and fake sea moss.
Okay, well, I've had an experience with it, so let me know the video and I'll confirm or deny.
Okay. Gotcha.
So now we're about to take y'all down a health trip because your parents didn't know no better because they gave you what their parents gave them. So it is what it is.
Know better, but now that you get me to understand and know better, it's time to do better. My kid would turn down candy to eat fruit. And my parents was like, you robbing her of a childhood. I'm robbing her of a childhood because she don't want to fucking eat this bullshit. And she prefers fruit because, you know, it's better for her. I let my kid make her own decisions because I don't feed her candy. I also don't control her life. If she want to go to somebody's house and they eat candy and she decides she want to eat a piece of candy, go ahead. We're going to tell me how it's going to make you feel afterwards. I watch my kid turn down junk food. People get mad. My kid like, everybody eat McDonald's. I'm like, and my kid was like, I don't want that. I'm like, I know you don't because you got two parents who know how to fucking cook. I feel bad because I messed it up her taste buds because she know what real food tastes like. She don't eat fast food. She might eat some fries. But That's what we was conditioned. We was conditioned to Happy Meals, toys, mm-hmm, toys. Mm-hmm. You get toys in all of these fast food restaurants. Be the change that you want. I ain't been to the dentist in 10 years. You can't tell me shit about my smile.
But I bet a lot of people didn't realize that black seed and neem is actually better for your teeth than Colgate.
Wait, people still using Colgate?
People still use Colgate, man. People still use Colgate. Look, I was about to say Folgers, but that's a coffee. Look, so you see how out of touch with shit I am.
Right.
What's another one? Colgate.
Any of those name brand toothpaste that you pull off the shelves.
Yeah.
Crest.
There you go. Okay, Crest. There you go. There you go. I was like, I know it's a fucking another one, goddamn it. Yeah.
Ever since I stopped using that stuff, I started using my charcoal. Mm-hmm. My black face. I seen a world of difference.
A big difference. You're gonna see a difference in
world
your
world of fucking difference.
And everybody be trying to get their teeth so white. You understand that your bones ain't white, right?
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
I said everybody trying to get their teeth so white. White, they understand that. Bones are not white. You know your teeth are bone.
My teeth are bones?
Yeah. You know that. You just try to act like the masses right now. Yes, your teeth is bone. You don't understand that if your teeth are complete, like, overly white, you're actually stripping your enamel. And when you get older, you're going to have very sensitive teeth if they're not sensitive already. So everybody trying to achieve the perfect smile comes with stopping using shit with fluoride in it. But I digress. What was we talking about? Because...
Eat apples. Just eat apples. Just eat apples. Just eat apples.
And y'all know that apple seeds, certain apple seeds, you can actually chew on them and it'll help you with digestion and also help kill cancer cells. But anyway.
Eat an apple a day, keep the dentist away. They didn't teach you that?
Didn't tell you apple a day, keep the doctor away. They meant that. That was real shit.
That was real shit.
That was real shit.
I eat apples. Oh my, okay, yeah. All right, yo, yep. It's just, you know, education.
That's it.
Brief points each one.
That's it. But we gonna stop beating y'all up. No, we not. We not. We gonna keep dragging y'all by your fucking edges. We are.
What else we dragging them about?
I mean, shit.
I went on my tyrant.
You said you went on what?
I said I went on my tyrant.
I mean, I don't know. I think we gave them enough tonight. Because we already got them thinking. We got them thinking about, shit, their childhood. We got them thinking about their relationships. We got them thinking about letting go. If they're, you know, if they've really ran their course with somebody. Or are you just with somebody because you feel that you see their potential? Are you with somebody because you feel that you've built this life and you're comfortable? Or are you with somebody just
wait, what was that third thing we had wrote down that we said we just gonna make? We're going to talk about that later. Make a whole podcast about that.
That was, well, I think we touched on that already. That was the taking somebody else's partner.
Oh shit! Yeah, what? I didn't know that was gonna all trickle in. Yeah, all three of those trickled in, but he doesn't like that.
We did. It just kind of.
I usually bring it full circle. I like when you did it. I was like, ooh.
It just kind of.
You stole my line.
It flowed.
I wanted you to start off this time because I was writing something. Right. So I was just getting my mental together. Yeah, we'll let them live. We'll let them live.
Oh, man. All right, so we done with them because I think they thinking.
They thinking? I thought they. was like, are they done?
All right.
Sometimes you gotta, that was a lot of information, and sometimes you need to process.
Yeah, right? For sure. You know? Y'all gotta process. Don't just try to digest it so quickly. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, go back, listen to the podcast more than one time, jot down notes.
And don't be so reactionary. If I said something, or she said something that triggered you, think about it. Write it down. Write it down. If it triggered you, write it down.
Exactly.
And then go back and see why it triggered you.
Exactly.
That's how you start the healing journey right there.
Because, like I tell y'all all the time, I'm not responsible for triggering your trigger. That's something that for you to handle. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
That is something for you to handle. It's not my responsibility to heal you. Now, I could be a healer, but it's not my responsibility.
Whew. That's another podcast. We're not gonna do Alice in Wonderland tonight, y'all. I think that we have already drug y'all into this fucking hole. Y'all already in the It sewer tower right now with both of us. We are problematic.
You did it. Like, you done said some shit tonight when I was like, I'm not gonna say shit. I put my face in the pillow. I put the phone on mute a few times and busted out some fucking laughing, bro. Cause you fucking mess.
But I held back though. I didn't even give it to him full Nelson, man.
Like, hey, y'all really want to have fun with this podcast? Listen to this shit on a trip, a psychedelic trip, bro. This shit will fucking blow you. I swear to God. Because sometimes you need to climb up to a higher consciousness to understand things in its totality.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. I don't know. I'll let you decide if I should speak on what I said about if I ever were to have another encounter. You tell me. Should that even be or a part of a topic in the future, or no?
Yeah, we can make that another topic. We just talk about like how we heal from our transplant, like our old relationships. What would we look forward to? Like, what? Ask the questions of what would we do on our next date? Like, what are we looking for? Getting out back into the spiritual world of dating is the next episode.
Shit. Oh, man.
Yes. Write that down. We just came up with the next episode.
Oh,
get
gosh.
Back out there in the spiritual world of dating.
You had to do it. You had to do that.
I'm going to lead that one.
And you are, because
you want to bring a guest on. If anybody else want to tap in on that conversation, you are more than likely, because I'm the bullet.
Okay. We do guest panels, man. We do guest panels. So let us know. Tap in.
And I am tapping out. Shadows out.
Iris Cole, out of here. We love y'all. We just try to help y'all. While dragging you prepared.
I need to help my motherfuckers.
We about to get goofy as fuck, so we about to get out of here, you guys. So,
peace,
love, and all great things. As above, so below. Just go with the flow of life, man. Stop trying to have the ego of possession. Let it flow.
And don't believe me. Don't believe her.
What?
Believe yourself. Believe yourself.
Facts.
Believe.
You gotta look inward. You gotta definitely look inward, for sure.
Look believe inward. Yourself, then what we say will start to make sense.
There you go. I feel that.
He said, what?
I was like, wait a minute. You told me. I was like, hold on.
I ain't gonna say, don't believe us.
Like, I was telling my stories. How they not supposed to believe me?
Wait.
Like, I'm over here, like, pouring my heart out to these people. I'm like, just telling them my story.
I'm like, let me clean it up. You didn't give me a chance.
I was like, I just poured my heart out to these people. I just was real vulnerable tonight. And you gonna tell them, don't believe me?
I ain't even mean it like that.
Gosh.
Yeah, we gotta go, y'all.
Yeah, because this is about to get fucking goofy as fuck. So,
bloody ghetto. You acting like the parent at your auntie house. Like, all right, we about to go. We about to go and never leave.
And then we sit here spending a whole nother 4 minutes laughing. All right, y'all, for real, we out of here. Catch us on the next one. I don't know what even snippet clip it to even upload from this one, but continue to follow us, continue to listen, and we appreciate y'all, for real.
Say peace.
Peace.